Hey everybody, Asher Blake here, and welcome back to The Scattered Genius. You know, that feeling when you have a million things swirling around in your head, but the moment you sit down to tackle them, bam. Suddenly, the laundry looks way more fascinating than that project report. Yeah, we've all been there. Today, we're diving deep into the world of avoidant behavior. Those sneaky little tactics our brains use to escape discomfort and keep us stuck in a cycle of procrastination and anxiety. But don't worry, this isn't just another self-help lecture. We're gonna break it down, find some humor in the messiness, and most importantly, equip you with real strategies to smash through those avoidance walls and reclaim your power. Okay, so before we dive in, let's talk about why avoiding stuff can feel so darn tempting. Ever felt like that looming deadline is a giant monster waiting to devour you? Or maybe that phone call feels like navigating a minefield of awkward silences? We've all got these internal monsters lurking, whispering sweet nothings about Netflix binges and the joys of reorganizing your sock drawer. But here's the catch. Those avoidance strategies might feel good in the short term, but they ultimately leave you feeling drained, stressed, and even more overwhelmed. So, what can we do about it? Well, first things first, let's recognize our avoidant tendencies. Pay attention to those little red flags. Procrastination, distraction, sudden bouts of forgetfulness, or even that nagging sense that you should be doing something but just can't seem to get started. Once you identify the patterns, you can start taking action. Here are five key strategies to help you conquer those avoidance demons. 1. Break it down. Ever stared at a giant project and felt paralyzed? That's your brain freaking out. The trick is to break things down into smaller, more manageable chunks. Think of it like building a house. You wouldn't just start laying bricks without a foundation, right? Focus on one small step at a time, celebrate those mini victories, and watch as that daunting project becomes less of a monster and more of a well-planned masterpiece. 2. Just start. This might sound obvious, but sometimes the hardest part is simply taking that first step. You don't have to be perfect or even particularly motivated, just start moving. Even 5 minutes of focused work can create momentum and get those avoidance gears turning in reverse. Think of it like exercise. You wouldn't wait for a burst of energy before hitting the gym, right? Just lace up those shoes and get going. 3. Reward yourself. Who doesn't love a little reward system? Celebrate your successes, big or small. Treat yourself to that coffee you've been craving, take a walk in the sunshine, or spend some time doing something you truly enjoy. Positive reinforcement can be incredibly powerful. It makes tackling those challenging tasks feel less like a chore and more like an exciting adventure. 4. Embrace imperfection. Remember, perfection is overrated. Don't let the pursuit of flawlessness keep you stuck in a cycle of procrastination. Aim for progress, not perfection. Embrace mistakes as learning opportunities and remember that every step forward is a victory. 5. Seek support. You don't have to go through this alone. Talk to a friend, family member, or therapist about your struggles. Sharing your experiences can provide valuable support, accountability, and fresh perspectives. Sometimes, just having someone listen and offer encouragement can make a world of difference. Now, let me paint you a picture. Imagine you're a writer with a looming deadline for that important article. The blank page stares back at you like a judgmental monster, and your brain screams, "Do not start." Reorganize your desk instead, but then you remember these strategies. You break the article into smaller sections, reward yourself for hitting those writing goals, and embrace the fact that the first draft doesn't have to be perfect. You even reach out to a fellow writer for support and inspiration. Suddenly, that daunting task feels less like an insurmountable hurdle and more like a creative challenge you can conquer. So, there you have it, 5 strategies to help you overcome avoidant behavior and reclaim your power. Remember, this isn't about achieving some mythical state of constant productivity or perfection. It's about finding a healthy balance, embracing imperfection, and taking those small steps forward that lead to big changes. Go out there, smash through those avoidance walls, and create the life you deserve. Don't forget to subscribe to The Scattered Genius, share this episode with your friends, and join the conversation on social media. Until next time, keep shining bright.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.